Hi, and welcome to Fuel Your Feminine Fire. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson. I'm so happy that you're here because this event is designed to help you love yourself, love your life, and find real love. And I am here with a lovely guest. This is the first time I've been privileged to have her on one of my events, but we've danced together a little before, and I really like her work. And that is the lovely and amazing Madeline Charles. Welcome, Madeline.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. So happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. And I want to give you a chance as we get started before we lead into our main topic today, which I think is going to be really great, to just share a little bit about yourself and how you made your way into this work. I know a lot of us made it into our work, into this work from our own challenges and pain and love life speed bumps and potholes, but I want to give you a chance to just share a little bit about you.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah. So I am a licensed therapist as my background. And so I was going through my training and doing my therapy stuff, but my personal life, as you alluded, Michelle, was just a hot mess.
Yeah, been there.
Yes, it was understanding that just because I had the textbook knowledge of what was going on with myself, like I wasn't seeing that real applied change. And so I myself started being coached as a client and just really started to understand my own blind spots and the ways I was getting in my own way. What we'll talk about today is very much based on my own lived experiences, the trial and error that now I can support you to not have to go through yourself. And a lot of my story is around the fact that I did have an anxious attachment kind of by default. And so now I really work to support women that also identify as anxious or insecure daters and helping them understand that just because you might be dealing with some of those patterns right now, that's not a life sentence. You can absolutely shift into a more secure state of being. I myself am a prime example of that. So I love being able to share, you know, the insights that I've developed and help women be able to apply that into their own lives now.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So we are going to be talking about something that I think is going to be really fun, which is your feminine mess is magnetic. How to turn insecurities into being irresistible. So let's talk about that. Let's just kind of start with that topic. And how do you define the whole feminine mess thing? And how does this lead us into this conversation?
Yeah, you know, I just kind of came up with this concept of your feminine mess to really support women to understand that if you feel like you have a lot of emotions, if you feel like when you're dating, you're kind of all over the place on an emotional roller coaster, like, that's okay. And how can you use all of the different sides of yourself, the fact that you're this cyclical being, the fact that you might have these kinds of highs and lows, how can you leverage those parts of who you are innately and have them be actual strengths for yourself? I think a lot of times women feel like, oh no, I'm too emotional. I don't want to come off too strong. Don't want to show I'm too interested. And so I really need to stuff all of that down and be aloof, hard to get, play it cool. And if anyone listening has ever tried to do that, you probably have seen it doesn't get you very far. It doesn't lead exactly where you want to go. And so I really want to support women today to understand that the parts of you that feel a little messy, a little bit like I'm a little insecure of a man knowing that about me, or this part of me is a work in progress or whatever, I want you to know that those parts of you have a seat at the table and are equally as worthy as, you know, the part of you that maybe you try to bring forward on a first date to present as like your best self. All of you gets to be welcome. But I think that there is a process that you can use to kind of intentionally work with those different sides of yourself. So it's not just like, oh, here's like this hot mess, but like really knowing, okay, how can I show this part of myself to a man and have that actually be something that strengthens our connection and that helps me feel really good about myself as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you're speaking, I was just thinking, so often in life, we want to look perfect, have the appearance that everything is perfect and wonderful in our lives. And yeah, don't you think it's those parts of ourselves that sometimes we think are like messy or imperfect that make us relatable, that make us real, that make it even possible for someone else to maybe open up their lives or their selves or their feelings to us? Don't you think that's a big piece?
Yeah, that's such a great point, Michelle. So really leaning on healthy vulnerability to say that when you have the courage to demonstrate intimacy and say, hey, I want you to have a view into who I really am, it brings the guard down for someone else. And it helps you realize like, oh, this person is safe to be around because they're not putting on this facade. Now mm-hmm. I can show more of myself and we can build a connection that's based on truth and authenticity rather than both of us trying to like shapeshift and, you know, try to be someone we're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the vulnerability, also a thing that I like to bring up around vulnerability. Vulnerability is certainly maybe showing or revealing some of those parts of ourselves or some of our feelings that we might consider to be kind of, you know, tender or soft spots or even weaknesses. I also think vulnerability is sharing our hopes and our dreams and the things that excite us and light us up. Sometimes they call these heart glimpses, right? Little heart glimpses, giving someone a little glimpse into your heart. So some of the things that we might consider to be messy, and I love your title, your feminine mess can be magnetic, really are the parts of us that make us real, relatable, and can help us to form those kind of connections. So I think it's a really, really powerful thing, a really powerful concept to be dancing with here. And so how do you feel like this feminine mess idea can help a woman to feel comfortable, create that deep connection with a man right from the start? Are we kind of hitting in the area of that right now?
Yeah, definitely. So I think an important place to start is to realize like, what are my insecurities? What are the parts of myself that I maybe have felt shame around, or I don't feel like it should be revealed until later on down the road? And I'm not just saying that you have to, you know, air all of your things out front, but a lot of times, especially for women that identify as anxious daters, like just who they are feels like too much. Like innately, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to show that I'm really enthusiastic about the fact that I heard from him, or I don't want to set a boundary too quickly. And so the more you can find these kinds of micro opportunities, either to share positive reinforcement of the things with a partner or a potential partner that you really like or feeling good, you'd like to experience more of, like allowing yourself to be enthusiastic, allowing yourself to show, hey, that made me really excited today. Thank you so much for reaching out. Like that totally made my day when I heard from you, you know, or hey, this kind of conversation is getting a little too intimate for where I think we're at. Like, this is maybe something that I'd love to explore with you after we continue getting to know each other a little bit more, like feeling comfortable setting those boundaries and expressing those standards up front. So it's kind of giving yourself permission to express your full spectrum of feelings, emotions, needs, desires, and valuing both sides of those equally. I think a lot of times, like, we can feel more comfortable sharing the positive reinforcement or the enthusiasm, but when it comes to, ooh, that doesn't quite feel good, or I don't know if we're on the same page with that, like that's where we can kind of shut down. But to your point, Michelle, the more open we can be, the easier it is for someone to know how to show up for us, if we're really a fit, all mm-hmm. that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, and also when you share those things and when you are able to speak what's true for you or what's coming up for you, you also give a man important feedback for him, so that he kind of knows what you like, what you enjoy, or where you're at. And also you see how he reacts or responds to that. You can get feedback that's important for you to determine whether or not he might be a suitable partner or not, based on how he interacts with you, based on those things that you're sharing.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think another important thing to understand is that men are craving like being able to feel you, being able to feel your energy and your emotions. They really want to see who you are. And I think that we can sometimes get it so backwards around like, I need to present myself in this very kind of put together way. And again, like I can't show these different sides of myself until later on, or I hope maybe you never find this thing out about me. But if you can let maybe your goofy side come out more easily, if you can let yourself share, hey, I've had kind of a hard day today, you know, this is what happened or whatever, it is that important feedback and information. And a man is going to be able to get such a clearer sense of you And I think so many women right now are stuffing down their real selves. And so if a man can get a sense of you really, like that, he's going to gravitate towards that. He is going to be magnetized towards it. But it starts with you having the courage to know that no matter what is real and true for you in any given moment, like that is what's making you attractive then, you know, you being in tune, aligned with your truth and being able to bring that forward.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So powerful. And, you know, these are things that we sometimes don't think about and we don't necessarily hear all the time. Like a lot of the advice about, you know, playing it cool. You know, there was that book years ago called The Rules, right? You're familiar with that. And you know, the leaning back or not really showing anything, you know, making the man play all of his cards before you're going to play any of them. And I don't think that's the most effective way to develop a connection or a relationship. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, if you can't tell, I really take a stand against those types of hard and fast dating rules. And I think that has just so been embedded in like our dating culture these days. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of women, when they hear this type of thing, they're like, oh my gosh, what a sense of relief that I don't have to be like performative, or I don't have to just be kind of waiting to see what he does. Like I can actually express myself and know that that is feeding the connection, that's co-creating the type of dynamic that I want to be experiencing. And that's going to provide the valuable feedback, not just for me to understand like how does a man respond to that, but also for him to know like, oh, she's giving me something to work with here.
Right. Right. Well, and another concern I have also for a lot of women out there who are getting a lot of information overload, we might call it, from a lot of different sources of giving dating advice, a lot of times, which is conflicting from the last dating advice they got, is that they're going to have so much rolling around in their mind while they're with a man or when they're on a date, they're going to be thinking about this or that or this piece of advice. But it's really hard to just be present and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, that's such a great point. So part of transforming whatever feels messy for you into something that is magnetic is presence, you know, is allowing yourself to be in tune with like, what is real for me right now? What am I actually feeling? If I wasn't afraid to express myself, what would I actually say? Or how would I really position my body? Or like, what would my nonverbals look like? What would I dress like? You know, all of these things where if you're not trying to confine yourself into a box, all of a sudden you have a lot more options. So having presence, that's such a great point, Michelle. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a meditation mentor. I'm just beginning to kind of dabble with meditation in my life. So no one needs to think that I'm some meditation guru at this point, because I'm not. Maybe someday I will be, but not yet. But one of the things that she says that helps her in situations is just to say, I'm here now, be here now. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be kind of something that we could even apply to a date. You know, I'm here now, be here now. When we're present with someone, even if they're not meant to be our long-term partner, when we're present, that's really one of the biggest gifts I think that we can give each other as human beings.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I cannot agree more. Absolutely. And I think presence is a rare gift these days. And so it's so refreshing when we feel someone just like dropped in with us. And when you are connected to this here and now moment, yeah, you're right. Like you don't have time to be thinking about, oh, what am I going to say next when he's done talking? Or how do I look right now? Or is he going to ask me out at the end of this? Right? Like all of that goes away. And you are able to tap into more of that full spectrum self-expression. And it's going to feel so liberating and refreshing for you and also for that man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I love this idea of feminine mess and recognizing that that can be really magnetic and being real, just being authentic, being vulnerable, those kinds of things are what really creates a heart connection between two people. And that's what you want in a relationship. You want a heart connection. How can you have a heart connection if all you're focused on is the outside appearance or looking perfect or seeming like everything is perfect all the time? It's hard to really connect.
That's right. And, you know, you had asked me to share a little bit about my story earlier, and a pivotal moment was realizing that everything I'm talking about here, I had done for a very long time, and that had not yielded the results I wanted. Like, I didn't feel good about myself. I wasn't able to effectively progress with men. And I realized, like, there was so much of myself I was trying to stuff down, or I didn't know how to work with these parts of myself. So they would maybe come out in more like reactive ways and read as really needy and desperate and all that stuff. And so with my current partner, when we first got together, there were lots of insecurities that were popping up for me. And I had this kind of pivotal moment of like, you can either stuff them down and hope they go away, even though you know that's not how this works, you know, or you could try to find some courage and just be real about how you're feeling and what's going on for you, and give this man a little bit of a view into, you know, that heart glimpse, right? Like, this is how I'm actually feeling. Like, these are parts of me that are a little bit scared or looking for a little bit of reassurance right now. And there was absolutely part of me that was like, oh gosh, is he going to reject me? Is he going to think I'm too much? I don't know, but I have to do something different to be self-honoring rather than self-abandoning, because in the past, stuffing down those needs, trying to act like things weren't bothering me, mm-hmm. was only creating more self-inflicted pain. And so realizing, sure, this guy could leave right now, but I'll have honored myself, like, that became more important. And then I was so pleasantly surprised to see that having those vulnerable conversations actually brought me and my guy so much closer. And it was like, oh my gosh, okay. Huge relief. You know, I can, like, these parts of me have a place here. And yeah. Now my insecurities just feel so much less significant, you know, like they just got diffused in that moment.
Yeah. And you gave him that opportunity to do that, to provide that safety for you, that safety to share those things. It does take courage. And yes, there are some people that can't handle it and they'll walk away or they'll leave our lives. But I think that could be a gift too, because they probably weren't the right person in your life anyway. Right. So yes, we find out. Yes. Like, that was that feedback loop I was talking about earlier. You get feedback about them and how they're able to respond to what you're sharing. They get that opportunity to discover more about you, to learn more about you, and to provide something for you, which in your case, your guy did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it was a huge pattern interrupt to realize, like, I had been the one kind of, you know, preventing that opportunity. It's not to say, like, all of the guys that came before him, they were not my guys, you know, but who's to say, like, what might have happened if I had that courage? You know, so right. I was able to just like leapfrog so much more ahead in my current relationship because I was giving myself the real time opportunity to strengthen these skills. And now, like, I, you know, there's just this rock solid confidence and self-trust that comes from walking yourself through those opportunities.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I love what you've shared here today, and I love this whole concept a lot, and I hope that the women listening will dance with this a little bit and, you know, experiment with this a little bit if you're not already, because I think it can really create powerful new possibilities in our connections and in our relationships. And I know, Madeline, you also have a wonderful gift that I want to give you an opportunity to share as well. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to offer everyone my free Sexy, Successful, and Secure in Love masterclass. So if you've enjoyed what we talked about today and you would like to learn a few more of the practical steps to kind of bring this to life for yourself, activate that feminine magnetism and turn insecurities into being irresistible, you'll learn a lot more about that in this masterclass. So I really hope you'll join me for that.
Thank you so much. It sounds wonderful. And click on the link below to access that. And that will take you to the page where you can get access to Madeline's masterclass. So I always like to ask a question or give you an opportunity at the end, Madeline, if there was anything you wish I'd have asked, or if you have a last parting bit of wisdom or advice or a pep talk you want to share, here's your chance.
I love that. I think I just want to say that for anyone who is resonating with this topic, who is like, ooh, I know that I get anxious in dating, or I know my insecurities kind of get the best of me. it's like I shared at the beginning, I want you to know that this is completely changeable for you. And the best way to do that is to start with these micro moments, these micro opportunities, bring more presence into your life, get connected to how you're really feeling, start to learn about the parts of yourself that maybe haven't had a chance to really come online, live, breathe, you know, have a place in your life, and start to see the value in all of those parts because they're there for a reason. And even if they feel really messy and like, ugh, right now, they have a gift for you and for the right man in your life. And when you learn how to work with them intentionally, like we've been talking about, so much opens up for you. So I really hope that you will take some of the courage we're talking about here today and start to bring these things into your life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The good news is we don't have to be perfect to have love. If we did, none of us would have it. So yeah. That's the good news, right?
Very true. Right.
Thank you so much, Madeline. This has been so much fun to connect with you. And we both want to thank all of you watching for being here with us and joining us, and hope you'll join us for more of Fuel Your Feminine Fire. Bye for now.